But now we're going to talk about what's happening on Friday night, because it's the Ragnar Community Radio 30th anniversary celebration. It's our birthday, folks. In fact, our birthday was on Tuesday when I was off sick. But we've got Heavy Lounge Suite, Team Squad, and Cornerstone Roots are playing as well. And I've got Naomi here from Cornerstone Roots in the studio. Good morning.
Kia ora, Aaron.
So when was the last time you guys played a gig?
It was Boxing Day, probably about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe three now.
So I was going to call it a comeback show, but then 2 years is not really enough. But there was a time in your life when you were playing a lot, and these days, I guess, a lot of your focus is more on Sound Splash and the Yard and things like that.
Yeah, no, but, children's music, you know.
Reiki and Kaya Reiki, and Messiah, Sorry, you haven't got three kids, one of whom's called Messiah. Messiah's the name of a band.
And just helping, like, other musicians in New Zealand and trying to stretch out more towards international.
Can you come in close to the mic? Normally I just up the fader, but there's a lawnmower outside and I can start to hear it in my ears. Yeah. So aside from this gig, are you going to be playing in the future again? What's the story there?
We're going into studio to write.
Oh, really?
Mm.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because it's been how many years since?
I think the last single we brought out was Be Who You Want to Be, which would have been maybe 5 years ago.
There was a track called Summer Haze that I was playing a fair bit.
Yep.
Was that on that EP?
That's a different single, different EP. But that one that I just mentioned just came out as it was just a single.
Oh, just a thing you did.
Yeah.
So you found some time.
We're creating time. We've had a busy 4 or 5 years. The last 4 or 5 years that has been kind of kept us out of the studio. And so we're ready for it now.
Yeah, those COVID years were pretty crazy for you guys. You even had to relocate to Mystery Springs. Mystery Creek.
Yeah,
one
we
year.
Did. Yeah. But within that COVID time, we were able to build our studio and write that song that I just talked about. And it was a kind of a different time for us in COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So have you got any dates on when we might hear that? It's a little bit
it's
too
odd. It's a slow burner with
us.
Don't
want to pin it down just yet.
No,
I was really stoked because I came to talk to you guys about hosting the 30th anniversary celebration.
Yes, yeah.
And Brian was like, oh, maybe Cornerstone Roots could play. And I was like, yes, this is what we want for our 30th birthday. Like,
nice,
something
thank
that,
you.
Yeah. People have, because you haven't played for a little while.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it was relevant for us to play with the radio station because, you know, when we first started out, we would come up here. Brian was a DJ up here. You know, we'd play live music just to get it out onto the radio. You know, there wasn't things like social media.
There was just,
so radio stations
just
were really important to get our music out, play live, and this radio station was one of those ones that we spent a lot of time at.
Did you actually fit everyone in the studio?
Well, it was just me, Bordy, and Brian to begin with. And we're pretty stoked because Bordy's playing with us on Friday.
Right.
And we'll be playing most of our songs that we did off our first two albums, which is relevant to the radio station. So we won't be doing many of our later songs. We're quite excited about that.
Oh, that's cool. Because we did have this idea of trying to get bands from different eras of the of Ragnar,
right,
which we haven't strictly done.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was, like, everyone who's playing it, like, we didn't have to ask anyone. Everyone was cool. Can we play? So.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing with Heavy Lounge Suite and Team Squad too.
It's going to be – it's not a normally three bands you put together necessarily, but
– that's what's quite special about it.
Yeah, a bit of a jukebox kind of approach, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
So can we go way back in time and talk about how it all started? Because when you met Brian, you guys must have been playing music anyway or something like that, were you?
Yeah, we started back at uni playing music. Brian was already in another band called Boil Up. And then we moved – after – university, we moved to Australia, Sydney, and he was in rock bands, and then he kind of was like, I'm going to start a band, and so me and him just started writing music, basically, but we didn't really do anything with it until we came back to Raglan, and then we met Boydy at Muso Club.
Right, because I had heard there was the old Muso Club that used to be at Orca.
Yeah. Oh, even before then.
Even it was, might not have been called Orca when that started.
No, it was at Shivers. It was at the Centennial Bar. It was at the
Raglan Centennial Milk Bar.
I think it might have even been at the pub before then. And then even at the Town Hall, I think they did some in the supper room. Yeah, so it actually moved quite a bit.
Is that like pre-2000?
1999.
That's pre-2000?
Yeah.
Just? Mm. Yeah, wow, okay. And so there was...
Well, I remember when I...
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Oh, so you're not saying this is definitive?
No,
For the dates?
It's kind of more about when we first sort of started jamming with Boydy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then once you had it, you felt that coming together, did you start bringing some other people on board?
Yeah.
Although you had the makings of a band, because you had a drummer, bass player, guitarist and singer, really, because I presume Brian was playing guitar.
Yeah, Brian was playing guitar. Lisa Hasty from Boil Up was on keys. Myle Harkelly was on percussion.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Grace, Mahina Grace, she was on... keyboards as well. So yeah, we've had, I mean, I think Cornerstone has had like over 25 players
in the
so far.
Yeah.
And each player has brought their energy, their creativity to the band. So but back then that's who was being played back then.
Okay. Yeah. So who's playing on Friday night?
So on Friday night is Brian, myself, Boydy Dixon, Bushy, Aaron Bush, and Nikki.
Nikki Keys.
Yeah. Oh, and Reiki.
Okay. Mm. So Reiki's joining. Was Reiki born even when the band started?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. But when I was pregnant with him when I was writing music with Brian.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So he's kind of been.
And, you know, he's been on stage since. Well, he had to. I couldn't leave him at home.
If you're going to supervise him, he had to be on the stage with you.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
I know there's a song, I can't remember the name of it, where he's singing. Well, probably several. I'm just thinking of one nice video, which was filmed at an old house over on Government Road. That was at Tony's house. Tony living in that
Take
at the time.
Me?
Could be.
Yeah. That was a... an awesome day of filming, actually, and that's one of my favourite songs. But that was next door to Boydy's house as well. And we had two drummers. We had Walker did some, and then Boydy did some, and then Boydy brought his boy over. He was only little.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool day.
That
video.
Yeah, it had a good vibe.
Yeah.
Like just visually and all the people there. And
And
that does kind of sum you guys up, and that, you know, there's people coming in and
sort
of passing through while the music's happening. And
totally, yeah. And Bushy was living with Tony then, so it was just easier for us to do it there, and Boydy being next door. So
It was an interesting house. I don't even know if that building is still there or if someone's done it up by now. I've got no idea. I imagine someone's done it up by now.
That's
the sort of thing that happens.
That's right.
Around here. Yeah. So what was the first song that you guys put out there?
Oh,
was it One Fine Day?
Yes, it was. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, there we go. That's a total guess. But
it was One Fine Day.
Kind of felt like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. That's a special song to Bri. That was a song that he wrote about his brother. So, that was his first song.
Mm. Yeah, and then was an EP that came with that.
Yep, there was an EP.
And
that is going back. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll play it tomorrow.
Maybe. Well, that would be cool. I'd love to hear it because I haven't heard it. I don't think I've ever heard you guys play, believe it or not.
Oh, true, Aaron.
I got so wrapped up in family life and stuff for a long time when the kids were younger. Like, I was barely seen around town, you know, for a while. So,
cool. You'll see us tomorrow.
I know, and I haven't seen any. Slightly embarrassing. I haven't seen any of the bands play live.
Right. That's going to be special for you. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm totally looking forward to it as well.
Yeah.
What were your? Do you remember what your ambitions were at that time? Like you were just trying things to see what happened, or did you have? Was there a mission that you guys were on? Or
I would say that Brian was on a mission.
Yeah,
he wanted to have a band. He wanted a venue, and he wanted a festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the first step. He came back from Sydney to do that.
Right. Mm. And he's always got them now.
Yeah.
And he's even, his kids have got bands as well.
Yeah, but that was back then, that was his intention.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what sort of stuff were you writing music about?
Mainly writing music that, well, we come from a root style. So in that way, it's what impacts our lives, everyday lives, our whānau, our environment, politically. Brian had done a political science degree. So, you know, he decided to put that, what he had learnt, into some of his songs. You know, and we grew up in the, we were kids in the 70s, teenagers, young adults in the 80s, so there was lots of things that had been going on. We had quite similar lives, so, yeah, it was, if you listen to our lyrics, you might be able to figure
it out. Listen closely, because there's a message there. It's not just lyrics, because the voice is an instrument.
Mainly what was going on for us at the time, or what was going on in the, around us, at the time, which were, I guess, Raglan, we moved here because that was a strong community, and you know, some of the things that were happening in the community, we wanted to support. I mean, and support music wise as well.
Yeah, and Raglan's kind of known as a place where music happens these days, but a large part of that's probably because of you guys. So was it known as that back then?
I think it was definitely known as Blues Town. You know, like
Mudge Harks,
and you know, there was a lot of music here. It's always been a music town, but nationally and in this community, reggae was not big, and so the festivals were not putting the roots bands on, and they, it was very much rock, and they would just kind of pin a roots band on the end of a. Like the end of a festival, like or an event, or
token
something.
kind of thing. Okay.
And so, when we came back, we were just like in this kind of movement where roots was big. You were just beginning with, I mean, Trinity, Roots, Fat Freddy's, Black Seeds. They were just coming out, and so were we. So it just felt like when we would always. Some of us would go to a festival and they would all be in this little tent and it would be packed and no one was really around the other stages. So Brian and I decided we need a reggae festival.
And
so we need a roots festival. We need to, because we could see that the music was building in that kind of genre.
Yeah.
And hence Sound Splash started.
Okay, and then when was the very first Sound Splash? Because there's kind of like two generations of Sound Splash.
Yeah, so. There's definitely two generations. The first one was at the Raglan Town Hall in 2001.
Right.
Yeah.
Starting off kind of small, really.
Yeah, so it was, main act was Catch a Fire. And us and, I can't even remember who this band was. Sorry. that was going back. Yeah.
They've probably forgotten they were here themselves.
Yeah.
It's so long ago. So, and you call it roots music. Like, how do we define that? Like, is it adjacent to reggae or part of a subgenre of reggae or a merging of reggae and something else? Or I'm grasping at straws here at this point.
Yeah, no. I definitely think that for us it came from a reggae base, for sure. It wasn't just the music, it was the lyrics as well. And so, but it felt like we're not Jamaican. And we're not trying to be.
Yeah.
And it just felt that we wanted to write some conscious music. And roots just felt right for us, you know, and for other people that we talked to in the in that genre. That's what it kind of became. Radio stations started saying the roots genre.
Okay.
You know,
was that because Trinity Roots, Cornerstone Roots, kind of?
Fat Freddy's.
But you had it in the, but you two bands had it in your title, right? Had it in your
name, but we didn't know each other.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't know each other. You know, it wasn't until we started going to festivals that we met. The very first time we met Trinity Roots was they played in Hamilton at a venue there. And Brian and I just happened to be walking past and heard the music and went, what's that music? And walked in and it was Trinity Roots. I think there was 10 people in there. And at first they were called Trinity. They were called Trinity Roots. And then they had they changed their drummer.
Yeah.
Got Ricky Gooch and it became Trinity Roots. Neither band knew.
Right.
We were going to call ourselves that.
But there's something about getting into the core of things or back to the beginning or
absolutely.
Starting from, not just skating on the surface and copying what the guys did in Jamaica.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely was music that Brian and I were into, for sure.
Yeah.
And, we were fortunate enough to bring some of the artists that we love to Raglan.
Yeah.
And actually, in this studio, one of my favorite interviews was with Big Youth and DJ Atmosphere, which was Kariwai Rhythm Selection, which they did a show back here. And Cam was one of he was DJ Atmosphere, and he interviewed Big Youth, and Big Youth sat here.
I've seen video of that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because he's from Jamaica.
Yeah. So even to have him in New Zealand was pretty special.
Yeah.
And
Naomi pointed at the steps beside, not where we're sitting.
We're
sitting on the stairs, but actually, I've seen that video
and
of him
sitting on the steps. Yeah, that was pretty cool. But the radio station back then had a really amazing reggae show that Drew Locks ran for many, many years.
Yeah, he was here. He was still doing that when I started.
And that was our, we'd come down, hang out with Drew Locks and play reggae. And if it wasn't that, it would be Kariwai Rhythm Selection, which, those were my two favourite shows that I'd come to.
I wonder if there's any recordings of them. I haven't seen any.
Right.
Yeah, I've delved into
it. Got video footage of it. Because that's how I went in. I was looking at some video footage. We've got stacks of video footage.
We'll get your sister into there to find
some
stuff for
maybe
us.
She can do some stuff.
That's her job. Yeah, it'd be cool to dig some out. Since I started this job, I've made sure to take lots of photos, but then you do these days anyway with social media. There's wall-to-wall photos, but trying to find pictures from the old days. Like, we've got that one on the wall behind me. That's the very first day of the station up at the school.
I used stuff at the school.
And that photo over there is, sorry folks, I'm just pointing this for Naomi. That's the original studio in the school, which was tucked away in the gym. So it was a little difficult place because
we remember that radio station because me and Brian discovered that when our big girl was at school, and we were like, "What's it? What's in that room?"
It's a radio station.
Which,
storeroom.
Detracting here, but the sound system that was built up at the school was kind of a vision. Well, one of a vision that maybe wasn't a radio station that was going to be created, but at least the sound system could be up at the school again where they could play music.
There was a few years ago where those guys from Scotland
but it's still up there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
We've still got a sound system.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people who don't know, like a sound system is like, this is a Caribbean tradition as well.
I
heard a podcast about how that started, which was everyone in Jamaica was too poor to have a record player. So there'd be like someone would have a sound system, and so everyone would go to their place and party, and it kind of started like that. And then there'd be like they'd have dueling sound systems, who had the best sound system, who could get the records in from overseas. And
big tune.
It's funny what all that, like that almost deprivation creates a new thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it forces people to try something new. Yeah. Now, I did want to talk about Cornerstone Roots. You guys were playing like tours in Eastern Europe and festivals over there at one point a few years ago.
We did.
And I discovered you had quite a big fan base over there.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, how does a thing like that happen?
Well, we met Matza, who was from Germany, and he was staying in Raglan for a little while, and he just loved our music. But he also loved a lot of New Zealand music. So he set up a business in Germany where there was artist management, artist bookings, and took on New Zealand artists. And so he engaged with us and said, we want to do a tour. At the same time, we got asked to play Glastonbury. So it was kind of went, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And so the Eastern Europe, reggae is huge over there. And
Kind of the last place you'd expect, right?
Yeah. And Australia Reggae Festival was one of our favourites. You know, a lot of our reggae artists that we looked up to were playing these festivals. And in Slovakia, there's a reggae festival there. So it just felt right. And the people over there, they they have their struggles, and yeah, so their music was their outlet, and more bands than DJs, but we met some really awesome people over there, and they really looked after us, and we went over a couple of times and stole our music. So, you know, they want us to come back, but
you've got your own festival.
Yeah.
I was just kind of fascinated by that when I discovered that a few years ago, because I think you were on tour, and I was like reading the publicity or something, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah.
And I remember actually one of my memories in Slovakia was when we got asked to play on a radio station, Bratislava radio station, and they wanted him to play a pop song that was a Europe, you know, one of those competitions that they have music.
Like a Eurovision like a thing or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was so cheesy.
Oh,
those.
Mate. And so he went, I'll do it my way. So within 2 days, he had to learn Slovakian. And we had to quickly get into some kind of practice room where we could figure out what the song was and rewrite it. And that was a interesting task. But he did it. We did it, and it was awesome. Yeah.
Hey, folks, we're talking to Naomi from Cornerstone Roots. We're going to be playing at our 30th anniversary celebration this Friday. Get your tickets at Humanitix, 8th of November at the Yard. Doors open 7 p.m. And but while we've got you here, we should just mention Soundsplash running again next year in January.
Yes.
And you've just announced
our first lineup. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot on there. Like if I just glance at the screen, there's like about 20 to 30 acts there. But are there going to be more coming?
Yes. This is our first lineup. Yeah.
So have you got your headline act? Are they on there yet?
Oh, yeah. That's our headliners.
So who's the headline?
Savage for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And Cosmo Pike.
Yeah. Who else have we got? Mitch James. Yeah.
Mitch.
Okay.
We've got a few Catch a Fire. You know, like, I'm this... When you say headliners, I always feel like it takes a combination of bands and DJs to make headliners. It's not just one.
Right.
And we've always kind of gone in that style. And if you look at our lineup, it's in alphabetical order. So nobody is really left behind. And I think that's really important it's always been important for me and Brian.
Okay. And who have you got locals that are playing? Are they announced yet or not yet?
Locals as in Raglan?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Are you guys playing?
Not. So the only one that's on there at the moment that's local is Messiah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to see Cornerstone Roots play Friday night, is the night. For the next little while anyway.
Yeah.
Next few months or maybe a year or so, because we haven't got a date on the new music coming out. Yeah. I couldn't pin you down on that.
But yeah, sorry about that, Aaron.
No, that's all right. I understand. If I was doing something creative like that, I wouldn't want a deadline either.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Are you happy with how Soundsplash is going at the moment? You have quite a few years to kind of refine it and get it.
For sure.
Kind of bedded in.
Yeah, you know, and it's always changing. You know, like I said, in the first 8 or 9 years, it was reggae.
Yeah.
Now, you know, with a younger generation, 10 years ago was when my children were coming to the festival. It's completely different generation now.
Yeah.
So we try and every 2-3 years figure where everyone's out on generations because of the age group.
Yeah.
And I was really stoked with this year's attendees that came, you know, and even last year, they're just different.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I guess we're fortunate, and touch wood, that we're able to get our tickets out there without a lineup, and then, you know, our tickets came out in June, I think it was, and our lineups.
Are there any left?
There's a few.
Or will there be a bit more of a release later?
They're still on sale at the
moment. They're still on sale, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're on the final release. So Early Birds are gone, General are gone, we're on final.
Right, on final release. Yep. Okay, yep. Right, that's the thing that people need to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Well, look, we better let you go because I know you've actually got band practice now.
I do. So. I have got band practice now and really looking forward to tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you for coming in. I really enjoyed having a chat with you. I know we talk a lot together about Whangaroa Talent Factory and things like that.
Do.
But nice to get you in the studio to talk about Cornerstone Roots.
Awesome, Aaron. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Naomi.